Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurance industry leaders in Florida have been warning that the current environment for those still offering personal property coverage is untenable. And AM Best has a new commentary out discussing the beleaguered market. Here to discuss that commentary is Chris Draghi, Associate Director for AM Best. And Chris, aside from the ever-present risk of hurricanes, what other challenges are Florida property writers facing?
Well, that's a great question, John, because I believe everyone thinks hurricane risk first when they think about Florida risk exposure. But the last landfall hurricane occurred back in 2018, and you know the insurers down there are still facing several challenges. So what appears to be the driving forces right now are, you know, first, there's an increasing trend in loss and litigation costs within the state, and this has been propelled by more frequent, smaller scale secondary peril events. Weather events that don't necessarily meet their hurricane standards, but are substantial when it comes to losses nonetheless. Another factor is the litigious nature of the state. It remains very active and has been driving up LAE costs for primary insurers. And working in within that realm are the severity of claims that have been increasing, where we've seen individuals soliciting repairs and driving up costs, particularly evident in the roof replacement arena, where individuals have been leveraging building codes that require an entire roof be brought up to code or replaced if more than 25% of the roof has been damaged within the previous 12-month period. Now, all this kind of blends into the reinsurance market, where the increasing direct losses have bled into the reinsurance protections that primary insurers have been purchasing. And as a result, reinsurers have been increasing the cost of the reinsurance protection as they're growing more aware of the risks involved and inherit themselves. So in essence, the primary insurers are dealing with several challenges to their bottom line, reducing margins that have been coming from both indemnity losses and litigation costs, coupled with elevated costs of reinsurance.
How have the insurers responded, and is it enough?
Well, I'll answer that second part first. You know, the conditions in the property market have been troubling. Over the past 2 years, there have been several companies that have become insolvent, which I think in and of itself speaks to the health of the market or lack thereof. The challenges that I just mentioned create a dynamic environment where insurers not only need to look for ways to become more profitable, but also to protect their balance sheet. You know, several carriers have been adjusting their risk appetite for the state itself, either by discontinuing new business or altering their accumulations in risk-prone states or areas of the state, I should say. So these efforts have been made not only to improve performance, but also reduce the amount of reinsurance protection needed so as to temper the spend related to the rising reinsurance costs. Even so, insurers are finding it difficult to sustain the same level of reinsurance as in years past, as it becomes more cost prohibitive to do so. Aside from adjusting their risk appetites and accumulations within the state, they also have been implementing significant rate increases, many in the double-digit range, right before the 15% threshold that requires a public hearing. And these rates are compounding from previous rates taken in previous periods, which ultimately has resulted in rising premiums for policyholders.
Chris, was there any significant reform provided by this year's legislative session?
Unfortunately, during the annual legislative session that ended in mid-March, there were no sweeping reforms that were adopted. However, in response to the dire situation within the market, Governor DeSantis has issued a proclamation calling for a special legislation to consider issues surrounding property insurance, and changes to the building codes themselves. While there are no guarantees, we remain hopeful that something material will come out of the special session, and that begins May 23rd and will go no later than May 27th.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Chris Draghi, Associate Director, AM Best. You can find the full commentary online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200 extension 5399, and have a great day.